Hello, from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of March 9th, 2024. My name is Iris May, and I'm your phonologist for this week. This week, temperatures were well above the average. These temps do not usually happen until the second week of May. The high temp for Monday, March 11th, was 62 degrees, which beat the record of 60 degrees, and the normal temp is usually about 34 degrees. Also, it's been noted that this is officially Duluth's least snowiest season on record as of March 10th, even if we picked up the average snowfall for the rest of the spring. On Saturday, March 9th, we had 11 hours and 59 minutes of daylight. On Sunday, March 10th, we turned our clocks 1 hour ahead for daylight saving time. We are excited to have longer daylight length into the evening. Mrs. Rolfe's neighbor on Wildwood Road had a red-winged blackbird in their feeder on March 10th. They said this was the earliest they have seen one here. They usually arrive in late March. Miss Jackson briefly spotted a goldfinch at her bird feeder on Saturday, March 9th. She usually doesn't see them until April at the earliest. On Sunday, March 10th, Miss Urban saw two yellow-rumped warblers in her yard, foraging on the ground. On Monday, March 11th, Eloise's family, who had recently brushed their dog, saw a robin gathering fur from around their yard. On Wednesday morning, March 13th, when Mrs. Marcon arrived at school, she heard an owl hooting from the woods. On Wednesday, March 13th, Miss Urban heard a grouse strumming for the first time. On Sunday, March 10th, Mrs. Marcon was walking her dog and saw a sign of spring. The pussy willow, or goat willow, was beginning to bud on the trees down her road. On Wednesday, March 13th, Miss Urban began boiling our maple sap collection to begin the process of making maple syrup. On Tuesday, March 12th, Miss Urban saw a tortoiseshell butterfly in the school forest. On Wednesday morning, March 13th, wood frogs were heard in a swall on Miss Jackson's property in Knife River. With the warm weather on Monday, March 11th, Mrs. Ross' science class enjoyed learning about NASA's upcoming Europa Clipper mission while sitting outside on their trail chairs. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.